Hello, St. Bridget's. Mrs. Darby here with another Bible story for you. Today's Bible story is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, and I'll be reading the story from the Lion Storyteller Bible. The story is called Jesus and the Children. "I can't see," called a blind woman. "Can you help me, Jesus?" "I can't walk," called a lame man. "Heal me, Jesus, please." "He can't hear," called a deaf man's friend. "Touch him, Jesus, and make him well." They were everywhere, people with every kind of sickness. And Jesus felt sorry for them all, so he did what he could to help the crowd that day. "I can't see," said a little girl to her mother. "There are too many people in the way." "I can't move," said her little brother. "We're all squashed together." "What did you say?" asked their father. "I can't hear you. This crowd is so noisy." "Excuse me," said their mother to one of Jesus's friends. "We were wondering if Jesus could pray for our children." "Are they sick?" asked the friend. "No," the mother answered. "We just wanted Jesus to ask God to watch over them and protect them."
"I see," said the friend impatiently. "Well, as you must have noticed, Jesus is a very busy man. He has important things to do, lots of sick people to make well."
"That's right," added another of Jesus's friends. "There are grown-ups here who need this help. He can't be bothered with children."
"Particularly children who aren't even sick," said a third friend. "It's just a waste of his time."
The mother and the father and the children looked at each other. Then they looked at the ground and turned to leave. They were sad and embarrassed.
"Does this mean we won't see Jesus?" asked the little girl, rubbing the tears from her eyes.
But before her mother could answer, another voice called out across the crowd.
"Wait!"
It was the voice of Jesus.
"Bring your children here," Jesus called. "There's nothing to be ashamed of." And he gave his friends an unhappy look.
Jesus picked up the little boy and the little girl and put them on his lap. He gave them each a hug and then he said,
"Listen, I want everybody to listen, particularly my friends. You must never keep the children away from me. They are as important to me as anyone else, and I want to be their friend too. Don't you see? God wants us all to be like these children, to love him like a father, to trust him completely, and to long to be with him." Then Jesus prayed for the children, hugged them one more time, and sent them back beaming to their parents.